Half zeven.
Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a fine and warm start to the weekend. Hot over the Limpopo. It will become cloudy over the Lowveld and the escarpment areas of Mpumalanga from this evening. Pretoria and Polokwane going up to 28. Joburg seeing a high on a Friday of 26. Mbombela and Emalahleni 27. Rustenburg get ready for 30 degrees.
Thank you so much for your time. So the traffic. Traffic lights out. Linwood Road at Kings Highway. Transoranje at Mill Crescent as well as Kwaga at Transoranje.
Another warning for parents to make sure they know what their children do on social media. This time it comes from the Northern Cape Department of Education, where four white pupils from Hoërskool Dana-Veld in Upington have been suspended after they were seen on video using a derogatory word in referring to black popular TikToker known as Uncle Sino. And MTN Group says it is investigating allegations of favoritism against CEO Ralph Maputa. This follows reports of accusations of a lack of accountability and that Maputa allegedly favoured a female executive. The MTN Group says its board is following the necessary processes to understand the allegations. And with that, looking at our business news. The rand has gained more ground, with traders taking more risks in reaction to a possible bigger interest rate cut coming from the US this month. On the domestic front, the focus will shift today to the release of the local gold and forex reserve data. And that's for August. And Asian markets drifted this morning as traders positioned themselves ahead of a highly anticipated US jobs report that's due to be released later today. A dollar at 17 rand 71, a euro 19 rand 68, pound 23 rand 33 cents. Gold back to its record levels, now trading at $2,517.36 per fine ounce, and the lower oil price at $72.25 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 7.
I love the idea that earlier on, I think it was last month, for the first time ever, a gold bar reached $1 million per bar. That was like, yay! Go, gold! Oh, wait a minute. Are we still doing that stuff? Donkey Kharkles. Okay, so we now should be talking about the sports stuff. I think so.
Well, thank you, Mr. J. We are edging closer to the massive second test between the Springboks and the All Blacks. And in case you missed it yesterday, Rassie Erasmus confirmed his match day squad, which shows seven changes, two of which are positional. Back in the 15, Kaden Moody and Jaden Hendrickse on the wing and at scrum half, respectively. There's also a start for Willie Leroux. Lukanyo Am is back, but via the bench. Grant Williams earns a start, first start of the season alongside Andre Pollard. While Siya Kodisi has been cleared to play after his injury last week. I believe he's deferred surgery on what I'm sure was a fractured cheek. And deferring it means he'll wait until after the end of the rugby championship and hopefully won't aggravate it because we do want him to mend.
Yeah.
No medals for Team South Africa at the Paralympics yesterday, but Alani Ferreira broke the African record with a brave swim in her discipline, the 26-year-old from KZN, finishing in fifth in the women's 100-meter breaststroke SB12 final. Only 2 days of action remain in Paris, and South Africa will be hoping for a strong finish. Cristiano Ronaldo became the first player to score 900 top-level career goals. As Portugal kicked off the Nations League campaign with victory over Croatia, the 39-year-old volleyed in from the edge of the box to double Portugal's lead for his 131st goal for Portugal, which came 20 years after his first. And Alex Morgan, who has won two Women's World Cups and an Olympic gold medal with the United States, has announced her retirement from professional football. She confirmed the decision to retire in a video posted to social media yesterday, also confirming that she is pregnant with her second child. She became one of the most famous female athletes in the world and will play her final professional match on Sunday. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jackers.